大家来查考，不要为自己图谋大事。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, I study with you all. Do not seek great things for yourself.
那这是也是要根据耶利米书跟大家来查考分享。
And of course, this will also be a study regarding the book of Jeremiah.
那这是其实是神说的一句话。
Actually, this is a phrase that God Himself said.
我们先翻开耶利米书45章。
So let's look at Jeremiah chapter 45.
耶利米书45章。
Jeremiah chapter 45.
从第一节开始，我们来读这一章很短的5节。
Let's begin reading Jeremiah chapter 45. These short 5 verses.
45章第一节，犹大王约西亚的儿子约雅敬第四年。尼利亚的儿子巴路将先知耶利米口中所说的话写在书上。耶利米说
This is what Jeremiah the prophet told Baruch, son of Neriah, in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, after Baruch had written on a scroll the words Jeremiah was then dictating.
第二节，巴路啊，主以色列的人啊，主以色列的神说
This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to you, Baruch.
第三，巴路曾说：“哀哉，主神将忧愁加在我的痛苦上，我因哀恨而困乏，不得安歇。”
He said, "Woe to me! The Lord has added sorrow to my pain. I am worn out with groaning and find no rest."
第四节，你要这样告诉他：“神如此说：我所建立的，我必拆毁；我所栽植的，我必拔出。在全地，我都如此行。”
The Lord said, "Say."This to him. This is what the Lord says: I will overthrow what I have built and uproot what I have planted throughout the land.
第五节说：“你为自己图谋大事吗？不要图谋，我必使灾祸临到凡有血气的。但你无论往哪里去，我必使你以自己的命为掠物。这是主说的。”
Should you then seek great things for yourself? Seek them not, for I will bring disaster on all people, declares the Lord. But wherever you go, I will let you escape with your life.
这段圣经呢是特别对巴路所说的。
This is a message that was directed at Baruch.
那这个巴路呢是耶利米先知的旁边的书记，就像秘书一样，记录耶利米所说的话。
And Baruch was the secretary who was recording all the words of Prophet Jeremiah by his side.
他成为耶利米先知一个很重要的同工。
And so he became a very important co-worker to the prophet Jeremiah.
因为当时候耶利米他所传达的信息是全国老百姓从最大到最小都不喜欢听的。
Because the message that Jeremiah said to the people, from the smallest to the greatest, was the message that nobody wanted to hear.
耶利米先知他所遭受的待遇呢，在众先知当中可以说是非常苦的。
And the burden that Prophet Jeremiah bore, you could say it was a very bitter burden.
他很忠实的在传讲神的信息，等他讲完以后，他甚至要被人家追杀。
Because after he had loyally and obediently given the message that God said, he would always be persecuted.
他好多次被关起来，被人家关起来了。
And so many times he was arrested and locked up.
那他在人面前哦，被其他的也号称所谓的先知羞辱，当场羞辱。
And he was before other prophets humiliated.
那他曾经被丢在那个污泥里面，差一点没有吃也没有喝，差点死掉。
And when he was thrown into the cistern, he was also starved there so that he almost died.
被人家丢到那个烂泥巴的坑里面去了。
He was thrown into a cistern full of mud.
我们如果想想他这个先知他所遭受的待遇有多苦。
Can you imagine how bitter and difficult was his life?
所以基本上耶利米他在服侍神的时候是很辛苦，那基本上也是很孤单的。
So basically his life as a prophet was not only difficult, it was also lonely.
那神呢特别给他准备了这个巴路来当他的同工。
But God had especially prepared this Baruch as his co-worker.
那这个巴路他的出现呢，在耶利米书的36章里面这样写。
And his appearance was described like this in Jeremiah chapter 36.
我们请看耶利米书的36章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 36.
我们如果看完这一章之后，我们就发现36章和45章两章应该是放在一起的。
After reading this chapter, you'll realize that actually chapter 36 and 45 should be put together.
因为它是同一个年代。
Because they are from the same period.
第一节说，犹大王约西亚的儿子约雅敬第四年，神的话临到耶利米说。
In verse 1 it says, In the fourth year of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, the word came to Jeremiah from the Lord.
好，这个跟45章第一节是一样的。
This is exactly what's written in chapter 45, verse 1.
第二节，你要取一书卷，将我对你说攻击以色列和犹大并各国的一切话，从我对你说话的那日，就是从约西亚的日子起，直到今日，都写在其上。
And verse 2 says, Take a scroll and write on it all the words I have spoken to you concerning Israel, Judah, and all the other nations from the time I began speaking to you in the reign of Josiah until now.
神要耶利米先知把神所讲过的话把它记录下来。
So God wanted all the words of Prophet Jeremiah to be written down.
从约西亚的日子到约雅敬第四年，那个时候已经经过二十几年了。
And the time between the king of Josiah's reign until the fourth year of Jehoiakim's reign,has already about 20 years period.
对，超过20年了。
Actually, more than 20 years.
那所以这一段时间所讲的话，神说都要把它写下来哦。
So all the words that were spoken during this time were recorded.
这个耶利米先知啊，要有很好的记忆力啊。
And so Prophet Jeremiah had to have a very good memory.
神讲过的话，通常耶利米他也会记得。
And the words that God spoke to Jeremiah, he would have usually remembered.
其实我们今天很多人，如果今天神有给我们的感动，我们从神所领受的。有时候二十年过去，我们都会不知不觉说怎么过那么久了，但是印象还是很深刻的。
And oftentimes it's the same with our own lives. When God touches us in our lives, even after a great period of time, we might think that it's been a long time, but it will still be very memorable in our hearts.
在这一年的时候，神特别说把过去所写的、所讲过的都记录下来。
But in this year, God told Jeremiah to write down and record all the things that were spoken in this period.
为什么要再把它写下来呢？
And so why was all these words to be recorded?
第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
或者犹大家听见我想要降给他们的一切灾祸，个人就回头离开恶道，我好赦免他们的罪孽和罪恶。
Perhaps when the people of Judah hear about every disaster I plan to inflict on them, each of them will turn from his wicked way, then I will forgive their wickedness and their sin.
也就是说神要借由这个话，他的话写下来以后，可以重复的读给百姓听，让他们可以回头离开恶道，然后呢，就可以免去神所要降的灾祸了。
His plan was that after all these words were recorded, they could be reread to the people of Israel, and they could perhaps turn from their errors and be forgiven.
有时候我们这个话讲过，听听啊，现在有印象，等一下回家都忘记了。
Sometimes we hear things and it comes into one ear and out the other.
我们年纪越大，可能这个越明显了。
And as we grow older, this phenomenon becomes more apparent.
在会堂的时候听到道理，听到现在好感动。
So sometimes we sit in the chapel and we hear the word and we are so moved.
等到走出会堂，进了车子，那个收音机一打开啊，就忘记刚才听什么了。
But as soon as we exit and enter into our cars in the parking lot and turn on the radio, we've already forgotten everything we just heard.
等到回到家，就想说刚才到底是。讲什么，甚至连题目都忘记了。
And sometimes by the time we reach home, we don't even remember what the topic was.
我们有时候老人家一听，现在听一听，等一下就忘光了。
And same with older people. Usually the elderly soon forget what they heard.
其实不用老，有时候年轻的时候就这样子啦。
But actually, even you might say the same as the same. It's the same with the younger generation.
但是如果有书哦，再重复的看就会记得了。
But if there's a book and you can reread it.Constantly, then you'll be able to remember it.
所以其实文字很重要的。
So that's why the written word and literary ministry is important.
我们今天弟兄姐妹其实很多人有不同的恩赐。
Actually, brothers and sisters, you all have different gifts.
有人可能不敢上台讲一篇道理。
Some people are too afraid to come up into the pulpit and to deliver a sermon.
但是如果坐在书桌前面，拿起笔来，哇，这个写起来就非常有劲了。
But if they are willing to sit behind a desk and take up a pen, sometimes they are very powerful as well.
其实有时候用文字来表达也能够做很多圣工的。
And actually, sometimes using the pen is actually quite a mighty way of doing holy work.
那事实上，文字所留下来的记录会比讲过的话流传更久。
And sometimes what's written and recorded is more lasting and permanent than what's spoken.
我们从这里看到神的心意，神要 先知把他的话记下来，让百姓可以重复不断的读，一直到几千年之后的现在，我们还可以读。
And we can see what God's will was for them to record the word so that people could read it from the past until now.
但是可是耶利米他并不是一个很会写的人。
But Jeremiah was not a man who was good at writing.
那所以第四节，耶利米他召了尼利亚的儿子巴路来，然后巴路就从耶利米口中将神对耶利米所说的一切话写在书卷上。
And therefore in verse 4, so Jeremiah called Baruch, son of Neriah, and while Jeremiah dictated all the words the Lord had spoken to him, Baruch wrote them down on a scroll.
所以这个巴路 他特别可以描述他是尼利亚的儿子，他的身份很清楚。
And here it clearly records that Baruch was son of Neriah, so his identity was clearly stated.
在圣经里面很多名字都重复的。
And there are a lot of names that are constantly repeated throughout the Bible.
比如说我们看到很多的撒加利亚。
For example, we see a lot of Zacharias.
看到很多的耶稣亚。
And we see a lot of Joshua's.
看到很多名字你都可能都看到很多次了。
We probably saw many names over and over.
通常都会但是都要注意他是谁的儿子。
But it often records whose son they were.
所以有时候就要看谁的儿子就知道说他是同一个人还是不是同一个人。
And so you identify who the person is by whose son they are.
那这个巴路呢他是尼利的儿子他其实并不是一个普通人物。
And actually this Baruch who was the son of Neriah was not just a common character.
他是一个文士他是一个会写字的人。
He was a scholar who knew how to write.
我们现在看接下去看第五节耶利米跟他吩咐说我被拘管不能够进神的殿去了。
Then in verse 5, Jeremiah told Baruch, I am restricted, I cannot go to the Lord's temple.
那所以第六节你要去趁禁食的日子在神殿中将神的话就是你从我口中所写在书简上的话念给百姓和一切从犹大城邑出来的人听。
And so in verse 6, you go to the house of the Lord on a day of fasting and read to the people from the scroll the words of the Lord that you wrote as I dictated. Read them to all the people of Judah who come in from their towns.
当时候耶利米被阻止不可以进神的殿去了。
So at the time, Jeremiah was restricted from entering the temple of the Lord.
你就会发现说当时候的情势有多险恶。
And so you can understand how evil the time was.
耶利米是神的先知，他竟然不可以进神的殿呢？
Because Jeremiah was a prophet of God, but he was yet restricted from the temple of the Lord.
那所以现在耶利米要巴路啊，把他所写下的东西去读给百姓听，在圣殿门口读。
And so now Prophet Jeremiah wanted Baruch to read the Lord's words to the people in front of the temple.
为什么要再读一次？
Why did he want them to read it a second time?
第七节说，或者他们在神面前恳求个人回头。离开恶道，因为神向这百姓所说要发的怒气和愤怒是大的。
Because in verse 7, perhaps they will bring their petition before the Lord, and each will turn from his wicked ways. For the anger and wrath pronounced against this people by the Lord are great.
耶利米他从神所领受信息知道，这个愤怒将来的灾祸是没有办法想象的。
Because Jeremiah knew how great the wrath of the Lord was against the people.
他希望百姓真的能够回头，听到神的信息。
He sincerely wanted people to repent of their ways and turn back.
所以第八节，巴路他就真的照耶利米所说的去行，在神的殿中从书上念神的话。
And so in verse 8, Baruch, son of Neriah, did everything Jeremiah the prophet told him to do. At the Lord's temple, he read the words of the Lord from the scroll.
那他听那个巴路一念完之后，当很多人都听到了。
And of course, after Baruch read all these words, many people heard them.
后来巴路呢被请去专门读给那些首领听。
And then,
读一次给这些领导人听呢。
And then Baruch was asked again to read it to the leaders.
就叫他把那个书卷带来读。
And so he was asked to bring the scroll and to read it before the king.
那听完之后呢，他们众人有一个疑问呢，这个是你自己写的还是？你到底是怎么这些话怎么来的啦
？But when the leaders of Jerusalem heard the words, they questioned and asked Baruch where these words came from.
好，我们现在看第十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
他们问巴路说：“请你告诉我们，你怎么样从他口中写这一切话呢
？”Verse 17. Then they asked Baruch, "Tell us, how did you come to write all this? Did Jeremiah dictate it?"
因为这一些话是。那个众首领听了会害怕的话。
Because these words were words that would be fearsome to those who listened to them.
第十六节特别讲，他们一听到这一切话，就很害怕了。
Because in verse 16 it said, when they all heard the words, they looked at each other in fear and said to Baruch.
然后巴路就说了，他用口向我说一切话，我就用笔墨把它写在书上。
And then Barak replied, he dictated all these words to me, and I wrote them in ink on the scroll.
他是很忠实的照耶利米所说的记录下来而已。
He very simply and loyally just recorded everything word for word.
那可是哈，他现在因为他是记录的人，所以他连他都有事，人家讨厌先知，也连带讨厌巴录。
But because he was, Jeremiah was already hated. He too was hated by everyone.
所以第十九节，众首领跟巴录说：“你和耶利米赶快去躲起来，不要叫人知道你们在哪里。”
Then the official said to Barak, "You and Jeremiah go and hide. Don't let anyone know where you are."
所以当时候巴录啊，他跑来跟就是被耶利米招来为他写这个神的话语啊，基本上他要有一个准备了啊，他。
So when he had gone ahead and read the words of the scroll to the leaders, he already had a preparation in his heart.
那个耶利米跟巴录后来就一直同工了。
And so Jeremiah and Barak from then on really did work together.
一直到甚至连耶利米被关起来哈。
Even to the point when Jeremiah was imprisoned.
那时候神特别还跟耶利米说哈，在监狱里面哦，去买土地了。
And at that time.God even told Jeremiah in the prison that he should go and buy a plot of land.
买土地就是准备说以后还会这个地方还在复兴起来。
And the reason was because one day the land would again prosper.
然后要买卖契约，特别把这个契约交给巴录保管。
And the deed of the land was especially entrusted to Barak.
我们现在看一下第32章。
Let's turn to chapter 32.
32章。
Jeremiah chapter 32.
第14节。
Verse 14.
哦，十三节。
Verse 13.
当着他们众人眼前，我祖父巴录说，十四节。
14.
万军的主以色列的神如此说：要将这封弦的和敞开的两张契约放在瓦器里，可以存留多日。15节。
15.
因为万军之神主以色列的神如此说：将来在这地必有人在买卖房屋啊、田地和葡萄园。16节。
16.
我就将买契交给尼利亚的儿子巴录，以后便祷告神说啊，这段圣经在讲啊，耶利米他最后照神的吩咐哈，去买地这个契约是交给巴录保管当见证人。
This passage records on after the deed was purchased on the land, it was entrusted to Barak.
那其实这个就是日后我们就看到巴录他的生命呢，其实。已经神要保留他，因为他有很重要的工作。
And we can tell that God had especially already decided to take care of Barak's life because he was one who with a very important mission.
那所以现在巴录呢，他本身呢，他是一个文士，在当时候其实社会地位蛮高的。
So as a scholar, Barak's position in society was very high.
因为在那个时代，不是每个人都受过教育啊。
Because at that time, not everybody had education.
那个比如说像记者会写东西啊，那个如果一个件事情哦，那写的这样子很精彩，那个人家就很看重这个人。
Because as a scribe, if you are able to write a very great literary work, you'd be highly esteemed.
所以新闻记者会写的人，基本上这个在社会上有一定影响力。
So journalists who write very well are very respected in society.
那况且巴录这个人本身哦，他的家世背景也很特殊的。
And influential, and especially Barak, his family circumstances were also special.
我们来看看他的家庭，他是谁
？Let's look at his family. Who exactly was Barak?
看耶利米书51章。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter
51. 50章，对不起，五十章。
Chapter 50.
耶利米书50章。
Jeremiah chapter 50.
51章了，对不起，是51章的59节。
Chapter 51, verse 59.
51章59节。
Chapter 51, verse 59.
犹大王西底家在位第四年，上巴比伦去的时候，马西亚的孙子尼利亚的儿子西莱亚与王同去。西莱亚是王宫的大臣，先知耶利米有话吩咐他。请读。
Jeremiah chapter 51 verse 59. This is the message Jeremiah gave to the staff officer Seraiah son of Neriah, the son of Mashshea, when he went to Babylon with Zedekiah king of Judah in the fourth year of his reign.
你看到这个尼利亚的儿子西莱亚与王同去，他是王的特使。
And when you look at this, you can see that he was related to Zedekiah. He was related to Zedekiah king of Judah.
西莱亚是王宫里面的大臣啊。
And
西莱亚 是那个
Sariah
对
was the staff officer.
他是大臣，那这个尼利亚的儿子希大雅跟尼利亚儿子巴路，他们两个是兄弟。
And Zedekiah was the brother of Jehoiakim.
不是，是巴路，巴路也是尼利亚的儿子。
Oh, sorry. Barak was also the son of Neriah.
那个希莱亚也是尼利亚的儿子。
And Sariah was also the son of Neriah.
这个希莱亚是当时候王宫里面的大臣。
And at the time, the Sariah was the staff officer to the king.
那就知道说这个巴路本身他的家世背景其实是很不错的贵族。
So we can see that Barak's family circumstances are actually very esteemed.
他的家庭，他的兄弟是王宫大臣呢。
Because his brother was already the staff officer to the king.
你就知道说，其实这个巴路本身，他如果按他的教育背景，他的家庭，他都是很有前途了。
So you can see that with Barak's background, family background, as well as his education, he had a great future ahead of him.
那所以他现在那个耶利米把他叫来，让他当他的秘书，帮他写字的。
And now Jeremiah asked him to be his secretary.
然后也就是说他现在就离开王宫了，因为现在耶利米先生所讲的信息基本上都跟王是敌对的。
And he asked him to leave and you can see that all the words of Jeremiah were always directed against the king.
因为当然耶利米他是在讲神的话，是神的信息本身就是要要求王要改变，要顺服神的旨意嘛。
Because Jeremiah's words were all words from God that were asking the king to change.
那可是现在因为耶利米跟巴路两个人现在下面是在一起同工了，他们是站在神这边的了。
But now Jeremiah and Barak were co-workers and they stood on the side of God.
那他的兄弟另外一边是站在王那边的。
And his brother Sariah stood on the side of the king.
好，那现在他讲的信息基本上都是要针对王百姓这些领导阶层，要他们改变。
So you can see that all the words of Jeremiah were all directed and attacking the king as well as his officers.
耶利米先知他讲话也很直接的。
And Jeremiah's way of speaking was very direct.
所以他讲的信息，在听的人听的都很刺耳。
So all the people who heard the words of Jeremiah felt very repulsed.
那所以现在对巴路来说呢，他其实心里面是很愁苦。
So actually, Barak was probably very bitter inside his heart.
我们现在来看一下巴路他当时候的心情啊。
Actually, he probably felt difficulty. So let's look at his feelings.
我们看一下现在看回来45章第二节。
Let's look at chapter 45.
这一句话是出处是从耶利米口中说出来的啊，第二节。
Verse 2 was spoken from the mouth of Jeremiah.
因为耶利米说巴路啊，神主以色列的神说。
Because it says, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to you, Barak."
就是你要注意听啊，接下来这些是神讲给我听的啦。
So it's saying that you have to listen carefully because the rest is said for you.
那这一件事情特别留在45章啊，这表示在当时候，在先知书在编排的时候，他特别把它放在这里，有它的意义的。
And that it was placed here in chapter 45 has its own special meaning.
应该如果按照时间上来说，应该是接在36章之后。
Because chronologically speaking, it should have been placed directly after chapter 36.
那但是我们现在，因为我们不是在查考这个问题，我们现在要针对神对巴路所讲的信息来查考。
But we're trying to study here, the perspective of Barak.
第三节
，verse three.
巴路曾说：“哀哉，主将忧愁加在我的痛苦上，我因哀恨而困乏，不得安歇。”
You said, "Woe to me! The Lord has added sorrow to my pain. I am worn out with groaning and find no rest."
巴路曾经在他心里面哦哀叫。
So in his heart he had groaned in his heart before.
他其实心里面很忧愁很苦的。
Actually his heart was very sorrowful.
他也不得安歇，他觉得他好像失眠，他没有办法休息。
And he couldn't find any rest.
因为他每天所面对的，从神来边的信息，他所记录到的，基本上都是要去指证当时他的国家、他的人民以及他的亲戚的。
Because every day what he faced and what he had to write down was directly against his people.
你看他从神先知口中里面所得到的信息是这个国家将要灭亡。
Because the message he received directly from the prophet was all about the kingdom's destruction.
他们百姓所犯的罪恶让神真的非常的愤怒。
Because the sins of the people had aroused God's wrath.
那所以他面对这种情形，现在你看我们一个人 如果我们不知道一件事情，我们就没有什么感觉。
And when you face this kind of situation, typically we won't have any kind of feeling.
但是如果我们知道了，我们的心就不一样了。
But when we know it, then our feelings are different.
比如说，一些很多社会上很多事情，如果新闻都不要报啊，我们没有人会去管啊。
Because let's say that the news never reported news of destruction, then we wouldn't care about it.
但是等到新闻一报道之后，我们知道以后，很多人就会关心了。
But once we really know that it's coming, then we will be very concerned.
所以知道。是不错，但是知道之后，相对带来了一些，你知因为知道，所以会有忧愁。
And so the knowledge of it brought sorrow.
特别是知道一件事情要改变，但是改变不了。
Especially when you know something and you want to change the people, but they are unable to change.
对巴录来说，他知道百姓是堕落的。
And so, Barak knew that the people were weak.
但是他没有办法，他没有办法改变啊。
But he was unable to change them.
他知道灾祸要来，可是又没有办法阻止啊。
He knew that disaster was coming, but he was unable to stop it.
况且他现在所受到的待遇又跟耶利米一样，都是被讨厌、被人家逼迫的。
And the treatment he had received was the same as Prophet Jeremiah. He was hated and persecuted.
所以当时候。巴录他的心情是神把忧愁加在我的痛苦上。
That's why at the time his sorrow was as if there was groaning and no rest.
他现在也接受了人家从外面来的不公平的待遇了。
And now he too received the unfair and unjust treatment from the people.
他本来也可以做很多他想做的事。
Before he could have done many things that he dreamed of.
可是他现在没有了，他不能。
But now he no longer could have these ambitions.
就跟着耶利米。去记录神的话语。
So he followed Jeremiah and recorded his words.
他现在专心的在服侍神了。
He was dedicated to serving God.
那可是他的心里面又很难过啊。
But in his heart, he was also very pained.
圣经这里说他因为哀哼而困乏。
And that's why it said he was groaning and in pain, but could find no rest.
他心里面其实是不安的。
Actually, his heart had no rest.
你看，我们一个人会叹息，会这样子，会觉得很无奈，其实是因为心里面觉得。不平安啊。
Someone that sighs and feels helpless is because they have no rest.
因为会有忧虑。
Because they have worries.
那我们如果一个人如果会哀恨，最后如果不能平安，心里面就会困乏。
And so when you sorrow with pain, then at the very end you won't be able to rest.
那我们生命啊，就会真的是被消耗掉一样。所以一个人如果在忧郁当中啊，他那个生命看不到喜乐，真的那个生命好像是这样被腐蚀掉一样，被腐蚀掉就。被吃掉一样、
没有
觉得没有喜乐了。
And when you are depressed, you can see no hope and no light, and that's when your life is consumed.
我们来看一下一节经节，看诗篇三十一篇。
Let's look at the book of Psalm.
诗篇三十一篇。
Psalm chapter 31.
三十一篇的第九节。
31 verse 9.
三十一篇九节说：“神啊，求你怜恤我。”因为我在极难之中，我的眼睛因忧愁而干瘪，连我的身心也不安舒。
Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and my body with grief.
第十节说，我的生命为愁苦所消耗，我的年岁为叹息所旷废，我的力量因我的罪孽衰败，我的骨头也枯干了。
My life is consumed by anguish and my years by groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction and my bones grow weak.
这里特别提到这个人的生命跟年岁会被这个忧愁叹息所消耗所旷废。
And here it says that the life is consumed by anguish and the strength fails because of affliction.
所以你看一个人的如果是哀哼困乏心灵忧伤那基本上这个人当然不能安息没有办法好好的休息得不到安息的。
So you see that someone who is groaning in anguish can find no rest.
当时候巴录他的心情是这样子的。
And at the time, Barak's emotions were exactly like this.
他曾经这样巴录曾经这样说过。
Because Barak once said.
因为45章的第三节是特别说巴录曾说嘛。
Because here in verse chapter 45 verse 3 it said that Barak said.
他当时候有这样的困惑有这样的痛苦当然圣经没有说耶利米先知给他说什么或给他帮助什么。
And if Barak had once said these things, then we know that maybe in the past we don't know what Jeremiah told him.
他可能有跟让耶利米知道也可能没有。
Because maybe Jeremiah had before told him other things, and maybe he didn't.
但是至少他心里面真的是这样想，他觉得他好苦，他很忧伤，但是他又没有办法做什么。
But at the very least, he was sorrowful in the past, and he was unable to do anything about it.
但也许每天都是真的失眠睡不着啊。
Maybe every day he was sleepless and could not find rest.
想到他本来家庭好好的，对不对？想到神的信息这样子，百姓却不悔改，想到以后要面对的那个灾祸这么大，但又没办法逃脱，怎么办呢？
Because he probably thought of his former background and he thought of the destruction that was imminent and he thought about how nothing could change.
其实神都知道。
But actually God knew everything.
他心里这样想，神就知道了。
And when Barak thought these things in his heart, God already knew it.
所以神的信息特别临到耶利米，要耶利米去转达，你要跟他这样讲。
And so God especially told Prophet Jeremiah to say these things to Barak.
第四节。
Verse 4.
你要告诉他。
The Lord said, say this to him.
神这样说，我所建立的我必拆毁，我所栽植的我必拔出，在全地我都如此行。
This is what the Lord says, I will overthrow what I have built and uproot what I have planted throughout the land.
这个神的这个信息哦，讲得很直接了哈。
The message of the Lord was very clear and direct.
也就是说神的旨意就是他说我栽种我建立的我现在要拆毁了。
Which was that I will overthrow what I have built.
栽植的要拔出，就是这个动作，这个动词的动作其实是用分词的形态表达，其实表示现在继续在进行的。
And this is a particle, a past particle, of meaning that it's continuing to happen.
对，所以神现在是在做这个拆毁的工作，神现在正在进行这个拔出的这个动作了。
And so God is currently.Doing the action of overthrowing what he has built and uprooting what he has planted.
神的旨意现在已经很清楚。
And so God's will is very clear.
神要耶利米转达给巴录说：“神，我必怎样，我必怎样。”
And so God wanted Jeremiah to tell him directly, "I will do this and I will do that."
这里其实在强调，我们中文圣经特别把这个“我”翻出来，就是特别强调神的主权，神做的。
And the fact that he clearly stated I emphasizes about how God will do these things.
那神他说我在全地在犹大全地我都这样做，这个就是我的旨意了。
And since he says that I will do this throughout the land, this is his will.
也就是说现在百姓他们不听啊，最后结果就是神要把它拆毁要拔出了。
And so since the people of Israel are unwilling to listen, the end result is that they will be overthrown and uprooted.
当时候其实就耶利米来说，他已经经历过巴录所经历过的了。
But actually, Jeremiah had already gone through everything that Barak is now going through.
因为当神召耶利米来工作的时候，一开始他就跟他讲了。
Because when Jeremiah was first called by God, already in the onset, God told him.
我们看耶利米书第一章。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 1.
第一章第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
第一章九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
于是神按伸手按我的口对我说：“我已将当说的话传给你。”
Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth."
第十节，看哪、啊，我今日立你在列邦列国之上，为要施行拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆，又要建立栽植。
See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant.
当时候，这个本来。以色列百姓这个国度是神建立起来的。
At the time, the kingdom of Israel was built up by the Lord himself.
神现在要把它拆毁拔出了。
And now he was going to overthrow and uproot it.
然后之后才要再重新建立。
And then he would rebuild it.
那所以其实耶利米一开始就知道神的信息，神也把那个话传给他了。
So from the very beginning, Jeremiah already knew God's message because it was given to him.
那神其实在做这个动作之前，他已经派先知这样讲，而且不同的先知在传达信息，就是要悔改，要转离恶道，归向神。
And before this, many prophets had already been sent before him to pass the message to repent.
那如果人可以改变，神就后悔不降所说的灾了。
And if people could change themselves, then all of this disaster could be avoided.
所以其实神他本身不是故意要让人受苦。
So God himself, he wasn't purposely trying to look to inflict pain on other people.
但是因为人不醒悟，所以现在神的旨意上说，我现在要就是在执行要拆毁了，现在要拔出了。
But because the people were stubborn, therefore he was going to bring this disaster and to uproot and then to rebuild.
当时候耶利米先知本身他就看过一个异象。
And Jeremiah himself saw a vision.
他那异象也让他觉得很惊慌啊。
And this vision also troubled him.
我们现在看第四章二十二节。
Let's look at chapter 4, verse 22.
第四章二十二节。
Chapter 4, verse 22.
四章二十二节，神说：“我的百姓愚顽，不认识我。他们是愚昧无知的儿女，有智慧行恶，却没有知识行善。”
My people are fools. They do not know me. They are senseless children. They have no understanding. They are skilled in doing evil. They do not know how to do good.
二十三节，先知说：“我观看地，不料地是空虚混沌；我观看天，天也无光。”
I looked at the earth, and it was formless and empty. And at the heavens, and their light was gone.
二十四节，我观看大山，不料尽都震动，小山也都摇来摇去。
24, I looked at the mountains and they were quaking and the hills they were swaying.
25节，我观看不料无人，空中的飞鸟也都躲避。
I looked and there were no people, every bird in the sky had flown away.
26节，我观看不料肥田变荒地，一切诚意在神面前因他的烈怒都被拆毁了。
26, I looked and the fruitful land was a desert, all its towns lay in ruins before the Lord, before his fierce anger.
一连串的先知说我看到的。
And in this passage, the prophet continually said, I looked.
他看天，他看地，他看山，他看平原。
He looked at the earth, he looked at the heavens, he looked at the mountains, and he looked at the hills.
他最后看不到人。
And at the end, he could see no people.
因为一切都荒凉了。
Because all was desolate.
第二十八节。
Verse 28.
因此地要悲哀，在上的天也必黑暗，因为我言已出，我意已定，必不后悔，也不转意不做了。
Therefore the earth will mourn and the heavens above grow dark, because I have spoken and will not relent. I have decided and will not turn back.
因为神已经看明百姓他们心里所存的了。
Because God had already seen what was in the hearts of the people.
没有被拆毁，没有被拔出，没有办法再重新建立在此。
Because unless he would overthrow and uproot, he wouldn't be able to rebuild the people.
所以你看这一个信息，当然。巴录在写的时候，他是写过的。
And of course, all these messages Baruch had written down before.
现在神要耶利米再一次的跟巴录说，神这样讲。
But yet Jeremiah had to tell Baruch once more again about this message.
也就是说，要再一次让他肯定的，神的旨意就是这样。
And to repeat and reaffirm God's message that this uprooting and rebuilding was the will of the Lord.
现在人所要寻求的。就是要人怎样改变来避免神的这个愤怒。
What we should seek after is how we could avoid these troubles and to avoid God's wrath.
而不是要去改变，然后希望神能够不要打那么重，手不要伸那么长，能够打小一点。
Not focusing on how to make God's hand shorter when he punishes us.
因为从四十五章的第五节我们看到这个巴录他当时候有一个想法。
Because we could see that Baruch already had a certain type of thinking in chapter 45.
现在看回来45章第5节。
In chapter 45, verse 5.
你为自己图谋大事吗？不要图谋，我必使灾祸临到凡有血气的。
Should you then seek great things for yourself? Seek them not. For I will bring disaster on all people.
这一句话问句是神问他的，问巴录的。
And this was something that the Lord asked directly to Baruch.
他是强调你啊，你巴录这个人本身哦。
And here he emphasized you as in Baruch.
说你为你自己图谋大事吗
？Should you then seek great things for yourself?
那这个所谓的图谋大事，其实我们中文翻译啊，这个就是好像你有什么抱负啊。但其实在圣经里面，在原文里面，它是寻找，在寻求。
And here it's talking about seeking as in searching.
哦，是你要寻求有什么大事？你在寻求有什么样的神的做大作为吗
？Are you searching or seeking for something great？
这个大事本身基本上跟神有关系的。
Because these great things usually are related to God。
因为通常我们在讲说这个，我们如果个人的事情啊，我们很少会把它想到是大事的。如果是我们个人的啦。
Because our personal matters are usually not relating to ourselves.
有了，我们说婚姻是终身大事。
Sorry, I'm sorry. The personal matters are not usually referred to by ourselves as great things.
这个通常是我们自己本身认为的大事的哈。
Because we might think of it as a big thing for our own life.
在圣经里面所谓的大事，神行那个大为可畏的事，其实都指着神的救恩跟神的那个权柄跟他的拯救有关系。
Because great things in the Bible are usually related to salvation and God's plan.
你看那个 神会做一些人想不到又大又难的事情。
Because God will do things that are unimaginable by men.
我们来看一节耶利米书33章。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 33.
我们来看看这个所谓的大事是什么。
So let's look at what exactly is this great thing.
33章看第一节。
Chapter 33 verse 1.
第一节，耶利米还求在护卫兵的院内，神的话第二次临到他。
While Jeremiah was still confined in the courtyard of the guard, the word of the Lord came to him a second time.
第二节说，成就的是神造作，为要建立的也是神，神是他的名，他如此说。
This is what the Lord says: He who made the earth, He who formed it and established it, the Lord is His name.
第三节，你求告我，我就应允你，并将你所不知道又大又难的事指示你。
Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know.
所以这个其实我们人认为这个大事呢，通常都跟神的旨意有关系。
So great things are usually all related to God.
所以有一些事情我们是人不知道，我们也没办法做的，我们也做不到的，这个就是所谓的大事。
And so things that we don't know and don't understand, those are great things.
那神其实他是会伸出他大能的手来拯救。
And that God would reach out His hand to save people.
神是行大事的神。
Those are things that are great that the Lord does.
诗篇七十一篇，看这一节。
Let's look at the book of Psalm.
七十一篇。
Psalm 71.
诗篇七十一篇第十九节。
Psalm 71 verse 19.
七十一篇十九节。
Psalm 71 verse 19.
神啊，你的公义甚高，行过大事的神啊，谁能像你呢？
Your righteousness reaches to the skies, O Lord. You who have done great things, who, O God, is like you?
神是行大事的神。
God is one who does great things.
那所以，我们现在把这个事情这样的一个信息呢，把它连接到神对巴录说：“你为你自己图谋大事吗？”
And so now let's connect this back to the verse where God asked Barak, Should you seek great things for yourself?
你在寻找神能够做什么大的事，又大又难的事吗？
Can you do things that are great as God?
所以我们就看出，其实当时候的巴录呢，他心里面其实是充满一个矛盾的。
So you could see that then at the time this was a contradiction.
他当时候其实真的是很期待神能够显出什么大作为来拯救百姓免于毁灭。
Barak greatly wished in his heart that.God would extend His hand and save the people.
但是神对他讲的话是说，你为你自己图谋大事，你为那是你自己在找的。
But here God said, "Should you seek great things for yourself?"
这是他个人本身的期待。
So because this was something that Barak wished for himself as his own expectation.
这个其实也是巴录他之所以会心里忧伤痛苦的原因之一啊。
And these expectations were exactly why Barak was pained and in his heart.
你看我们人为什么会痛苦？
Why are we sorrowful?
有时候就是因为我们的期待跟神所给我们的不合啊。
It's sometimes because God's will and our expectations don't match.
我们希望走这条路。
We want to walk this one path.
但是如果神不是要我们走这条，要我们走另外一条路，我们如果不愿意，我们就很痛苦。
And if it's not the path that God wants us to walk, then sometimes we're very pained.
那如果我们觉得这条路好，神最后说啊，这条路就对你走上去吧，那你就很高兴了。
On the other hand, if the path that we want to walk is the path that God says is good, then we're very happy.
所以其实有时候当我们的期待跟神的旨意如果合在一起，我们基本上是多么喜乐，绝对不会忧伤。
So if our expectations match with God's plan, then we won't be upset.
但是如果不一样，那就不一样，那我们的心情就相反了。
But if they are against each other, then our feelings are different.
所以当时候对巴录来说呢，他其实很希望能够有一个转变，能够神在做something，让这个百姓可以不要受苦啊。
So from the bottom of his heart, Barak wished that the people would change their hearts so that this destruction could be avoided.
但是其实第四节神已经讲很清楚了，我建立，我必拆毁。
But here in verse 4, God's message to Barak was very clear. It said, "I will overthrow."
那你看。神说不要图谋了，你不要再想了，我必使灾祸临到凡有血气的了。
And it says, don't think about it anymore. Should you then seek great things for yourself, seek them not.
所以神已经跟他讲得很斩钉截铁的说，灾祸必来。
So very clearly, God told him, disaster will come.
这个事情已经没有办法回转，神的心已定 这个百姓的路已经就是这样要这样走了。
And this is unavoidable because we cannot turn back. This is how the people will walk.
你看，我们有时候我们对神都有一个期待，我们希望神能做什么。
And so sometimes we have expectations of God and we hope that He will do something.
我们有时候总是说我们受冤屈的时候，我们想说神啊，你一定要为我伸冤。
And when we feel wronged, then we think from the bottom of our hearts, God, you have to reach out your hand and do something about it.
我希望你能够这样做，这样完成。
I hope and expect that you will do something about it.
但是其实有时候我们这个期待是不是神的旨意，神不是这样想的。
But sometimes that expectation is different from God's will.
其实神要给百姓的信息已经很清楚了。
Because God's message was already very clear.
神给百姓一条路。
God gave them a path.
回转恶道，转向神，离开恶道，转向神。
Leave your sinful ways and turn back to God.
所以要怎么样让百姓免于毁灭呢？
And so how would the Israelites avoid destruction?
就是他们本身离开恶道，归向正路。
It's if they leave their path of sin and return to the path of righteousness.
遵行神所吩咐的。
And to obey the words of God.
那么神当然就不降灾了。
Then destruction would be avoided.
而不是希望说神啊，你应该要怎样？你是不是可以再怎么样？
Instead, but we should not be thinking instead, God, can't you change your way and do this or that instead?
我们有时候是会期待说神啊，你应该做什么？而没有想到说我们应该怎么样改变呢？
So sometimes we think to God, oh God, you should change this or that in your ways, and we don't think that we should change ourselves.
其实神他是一个很怜悯的神。
But God is actually a very compassionate God.
他把祸福都讲清楚了。
Because He already told us clearly the woes and the blessings.
神是一个信实的神，他讲过的一定实现。
And because He is a faithful God, what He said will come to truth.
所以其实人要避免灾祸很简单，就是转向神了，我自己改变。
And if the Israelites wanted to avoid their disaster, it would be very easy. They just had to turn from their ways.
但是人总是不想改变，但是又希望神施怜悯。
But people always don't want to change themselves and still hope that God will have mercy.
所以其实你看，神给巴路他的信息是说，我一定会使灾祸临到环游邪气的。
And so that's why God told Barak this message: I will overthrow and uproot.
你不要再去寻求说神会做什么大事，让这个事情转变了。
Should you then seek great things for yourself? Seek them not.
但是第五节下半段，你无论往哪里去，我必使你以自己的命为掠物，这是神说的。
But at the very end, he added on, but wherever you go, I will let you escape with your life.
神的旨意已经定，灾祸一定会来。
So God's will was already established, and disaster would come.
但是凡敬畏神、会听神的话的，最后神都把他保全他的性命。
But for those who obey the word of God, their lives, they would keep their lives.
巴路本身他是一个敬畏神的人呢。
Because Barak was one who obeyed God.
他其实真的也是很关心他自己的同胞啊。
He also cared deeply for his fellow kinsmen.
但神说，我一定会保护你，保存你的性命。虽然大家都死了，你还是会被保存下来。
And God here clearly said, even if the rest of the Israelites perish, I will still let you escape with your life.
当时候神给百姓的信息是，巴比伦王要来攻打的时候，你们出去投降。
And so when the Babylonians came, the message from God was to surrender.
去投降了就要存活。
Because if you surrender, you will keep your life.
如果执意要去对抗了，一定死。
And if you still decide to fight, you will lose your life.
所以后来神在跟耶利米讲的信息，很多地方都以这个为主，就是说你出去投降就保存性命了。
So many times the message from Jeremiah was that if you surrender, you will keep your life.
就好像你把自己被俘虏就对了，你被出去投降，你就活了。
So if you surrender, you will keep your life.
我们如果看一节经节，我们看三十八章。
Let's look at chapter 38.
三十八章第二节。
Chapter 38, verse 2.
三十八章第二节。
Chapter 38, verse 2.
神主说，住在这城里的必遭刀剑饥荒瘟疫而死，但出去归降加勒底人的必得存活，就是以自己的命为掠物的必得存活。
This is what the Lord says, whoever stays in the city will die by the sword, famine, or plague. But whoever goes over to the Babylonians will live. He will escape with his life. He will live.
其实真的神都给那个愿意听他的话的人有真的有意外的平安呢。
So to those who are willing to listen, God prepares a salvation.
一般人总是觉得说出去投降就稳死了。
Usually those of we'll think if we surrender, we'll just give ourselves to death.
在那个世代，但是竟然是出去投降才是活着哦。
Yet in this time period, to surrender here was life.
哦，所以其实当时候神跟巴录的信息是说，你不用再想什么其他的方法了。
That's why God's message was that he should no longer seek great things.
就是听神所说的。
But rather just listen to God's word.
那神会保护。
And God will protect.
我们就看到说，一个真的会听神的话人，最后都得存活。
And you'll see that those who listen and obey to God's words, in the end will leave with their life.
我们今天，你看，我们今天看到这段信息，神所说的很直接。
Because God's words are very direct.
他说：“你不要为自己图谋大事了。”
Do not seek great things for yourself.
也就是说，其实我们真的要去看明神的旨意。
So we have to see clearly God's will.
然后照着神所说的去行。
And do exactly as God commands.
那把我们自己的想法把它放在旁边。
And put our own thinking aside.
因为我们如果在求问神的时候。
Because when we're asking of God.
我们一定要以神的信息为主。
We should ask with God's will first.
因为神绝对不会说这个，说这样子，然后又说换另外一个事情，又说另外一件事或者一个方向，不会。
And put His word and message into our hearts, because God will not err in what He says.
神说了就是这样做。
Because what God says, He will accomplish.
他的话已出，他的意已定，就必定实现。
Because when His word comes out and His will is established, it will come to pass.
那人就是改变我自己去顺服神的意思而已。
And we should change ourselves and to obey God's will.
那最后我们真的就会像这里说，神说，我必保全你呢。
Because if we do that, then God will allow us to escape.
今天我们在世上生活的时候，其实我们不是只有在意这个世上的生命而已。
And when we're on this world, we should not only just care about our worldly life.
我们今天在意的是我们的属灵的生命。
Because we care about our spiritual life.
我们的属灵的生命如果能够被保守，能够存活。
If our spiritual life can be kept and preserved,
那么我们今天在这个世上的生命才真的有意义。
Then our life has meaning.
那个关键其实很简单。
And the key is simple.
就是听神的话。
Which is to obey God's word.
不要为自己在图谋什么大事，要想要有什么神要在我身上做什么事。
And do not seek great things and expect that God will do some amazing things.
就是听神的旨意，照他的旨意去生活而已。
Just listen carefully to his word and follow it.
所以最后我们看罗马书第十二章。
So let's lastly turn to the book of Romans chapter 12.
神的这些讲法跟世界上是不一样的。
Because the word of God is different from that of the world.
不可以效法世界。
Do not conform to the world.
我们需要能够查验神的旨意。
But look carefully and study his will.
十二章第二节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 2.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His pleasing, good, and perfect will.
这个世界的走向往往跟神的旨意是相悖的。
The flow and direction of the world is always going to be opposite of God.
我们一定要在凡事上去查验神要我们做的。
So in all things, study and look at what God's perfect will is.
我们图谋神的事情，我们去寻找神的旨意，而不是寻找我们自己的旨意。
And so begin to seek God's will instead of seeking great things for yourself.
我们所做的每一件事情，如果真的是都会去想到神是不是要这样做，要我这样做。
If in all our decisions we think about God's will.
那其实我们在做事的时候，神帮助我们，神会保全我们，神还让我们在当中真的会喜乐成长。
Then God will preserve us and allow us to flourish in His will.
啊，越服侍越喜乐。
And the more we serve, the happier we will be.
所以其实后来巴录呢，他经过神的这个信息之后，他后来就跟着耶利米真的走到底了。
And so after Barak received this message from God, he really did walk with Prophet Jeremiah to the end.
因为到后来他们被抓到埃及去以后啊，那是又经过二十几年。将近三十年的时间了。
Because after that, they were captured to Egypt, and then they passed another 20 years.
神跟他说不要为自己图谋大事了。
And he told him, "Do not seek great things for yourself."
他是真的是寻求神的旨意而已。
And so at the end, he really did only seek after God's will.
最后。
And he walked that way to the end.
所以愿主耶稣基督帮助我们。
So may God bless us.
我们能够常常去查验神的旨意。
So that we can continually seek after God's will.
然后可以顺服神。
And obey Him.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing Him.
496首。
496。
the Lord is gone in our words and ways. Come before His presence with our songs of praise. Unto Him, our Maker, we will praise anew. Life's a spring devotion to serve His truth. Serve Him with gladness, and turn His heart with God. To our Creator, true praises belong. Great is His mercy, wonderful is His name. We gladly serve Him, His great love proclaim. Serve the Lord with gladness, then for the one. For yearn the mercy, for His loving smile. Praise the truth enduring, always just the same. We will serve with gladness and praise His name. Serve Him with gladness, enter His courts with song. To our Creator, true praises belong. Great is His mercy, wonderful is His name. We gladly serve Him, His great love proclaim. Serve the Lord with gladness, this shall be our theme. As we dwell together in His love supreme, listening, ever listening, the smile shall fall. His sweet words so precious will be our choice. Serve Him with gladness, wonder His cause with song. To our Creator, true praises belong. His mercy, wonderful is His name. We gladly serve Him, His great love proclaim.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们等一下祷告结束的副歌是要唱103首的。
When we end our prayer, we will sing the refrain of Hymn 103.
这是我们教会最近在唱的诗歌了。
Which is Come, O Come, which is a hymn that we often sing now.
那我们现在来祷告，求主耶稣带领我们。
So when we pray, let's ask God.
让我们每个人都能够寻求神的旨意。
So that we may all seek His will.
我们所图谋的是神的工作，不是我们自己的。
And so what we plan is exactly what God wants, and not what we will.
那我们教会的每一项圣功能都在神的旨意底下，蒙神带领祝福。
And that all the holy work may be under God's guidance.
让我们每一个弟兄姐妹的生命都能够在神的祝福底下，也能够顺服神的旨意。
And that all our lives can also be under God's will and His blessing.
我们彼此代祷。
Let's all pray for each other.
同心祷告。
Let's pray.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣，哈利路亚。